finish each other's sandwiches. It's a quote from our favorite show. Finish each other's sandwiches. So now we claim it for our own. As we always think the same. So for now, that's the name.
There, it's done.
It's I'm over. Sorry.
Every time. Every single time.
Every time the theme song comes on, it puts a lot of reverb on our mics and it's louder. And I immediately am like, whoa, that's different.
Well, that's not right. Don't worry. You let me take care of the audio and you
take care of everything else.
Take care of everything else. You provide for the family and I'll just take care of the audio.
Right, right. You have the babies and clean the dishes and then I'll do the audio.
I'll do the audio.
But a little less audio out of you, okay, Brian?
Yeah. It's like you'll always have nice music and it'll sound good. You take care of everything else.
But anyway, I want a sandwich. Anyway, so
it doesn't sound like a lot of sandwich making is going on right there.
Yeah, right. A funny thing, I don't hear a sandwich being made.
Welcome. You got the groove.
You do got the groove.
You do too.
Stella's got the groove.
We've had our groove for 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, there's no like actual anniversary, but we have been doing this very inconsistently for 3 years.
No, we did it pretty consistently for the first year.
When we do it consistently, we do it consistently.
As long as we
don't do it consistently, we don't do it consistently.
Those two things we know for sure.
We're consistent is all I'm saying.
When we're consistent.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But we're also consistent at being not consistent.
Right. So we're always consistent.
Exactly.
It just depends on what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, got it. Anyway.
So we're gonna be talking about cartoons today.
And
cartoons and all and animated things that are animated.
Mm-hmm. Animated depictions of life. So
basically just like because life is funny and we laugh at everything and so are cartoons most of the time. And just like we involve ourselves, like we think of things in cartoon sake, like where in real life we think of things like, oh, that's funny if it was animated. Or and then the same thing, we think about cartoons and we analyze it to be real life and it's funny.
Right, right. And on that note, life is good. But when life isn't good, it's also equally funny to hyperbolize and parody life with a cartoon.
Right.
And make it delible. Make it so you can deal with it. And,
yeah.
You know, things like that. Like a delible sandwich. This sandwich is delible.
Ew.
I'll have a McDelible. So anyway, for example, we've talked about it before, but we have guests in our house for Airbnb. Not currently, but... past and present, future. Not present. I'm sorry. Oh, God. So we have to be quiet downstairs. And Joe got up to just stand and almost tripped and fell back and fall completely on the drum set that we have set
right
up in the basement. And we just kept joking, thinking about like somebody standing up and going, what? And then staying put, frozen. And
then
you fall and clamor.
And then you fall
and
everything
over.
Falls on you. The cymbals are clashing on your head. And like
the kick drum falls over your
head. Your head is through the bass drum and stuff like that. And like there's birds going around your head. And like,
he actually got a concussion. Like that was really serious. So he was like dying laughing, thinking about that concept.
Yeah. And when you can't laugh because we had to be quiet.
Oh my God.
It just makes you want to laugh harder. So then you're sitting there like you're in detention and you're giggling like an idiot. But just, I mean, there are just so many situations in everyday life and that we do it. I don't know if everybody else does it.
I don't care.
That we just like, if you imagine it as a cartoon, it's way funnier. And then like, it kind of lightens it, whatever it is, especially when everything's going wrong and everything's going bad and stuff like
right,
that.
Right, right. Definitely. And like I fall down the stairs on a consistent, I'm consistent about falling down the stairs.
You're very consistent about falling down the stairs. No, well, I got you socks now that have
grippers
like
on
grippers
them,
on there for children.
Specifically for children. But I mean, we have wooden stairs that don't have carpet on them. And I don't know, it's like my body starts to go down the stairs and it's like, let's speed this up.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then I just fall.
Not like, going fast enough here.
Several times. I fell down the stairs again today. And I just get right back up and people have been staying in the house for Airbnb and I speak to them and then I walk down the stairs and they've heard me fall down the stairs and then I stand up like meant to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm okay.
But that's exactly it. You fall down the stairs and then you get up and you're like,
Yeah, pop right back up and start
snapping
whistling.
And whistling like you meant to do that. Like, that's hilarious. Like, that is, like, to me, like, that makes it fun. And then, like, yeah, you could be mad that you fell and you hurt yourself or whatever.
I usually just...
Or you can immediately imagine yourself as a cartoon and everything's better
and
funnier.
And I fall and an anvil falls on my head and then my teeth are piano keys.
Right.
And I'm like... Pretty much any injury that ends with birds flying around my head is a win.
Right.
Consistently. Also, we like to joke about, like, it's no joke to stub your toe, but if we do stub our toe or anything like that,
oh yeah, and
you know, or any kind of small injury like that,
right, anything where it's like paper cuts, anything where it's like the slightest injury where it's, you're not actually hurt, but it causes immense pain.
Yeah, and then you just get hurt and you're like, and then you shoot up through your roof.
You go up through the roof and you come back down.
You're so good at it.
And then it's just Tom from Tom and Jerry when he gets
burned by fire that a mouse set him on fire.
Which leads into the other part of cartoons. Basically, like, you can make real life into a cartoon and that's funny in many different situations. Mm-hmm. I want to have discussions with people and see if anybody else does that. And if not, we should make it like a movement.
It should definitely be a class in college. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Critical analysis of animation.
I mean, it could be like a philosophy, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like,
sure.
Imagine yourself as a cartoon and guess what? Everything gets better.
Or like it's like a comic book show or a comic book class. You know, like, you can study that.
Right.
Why not? The racist dynamics of Looney Tunes in the early 30s.
Right. Like, exactly. So, like, so then there's like, you can imagine that. But then the flip side of it that we like to do as well is like, look at a cartoon or think of a cartoon and analyze it as if it was real life
in a literal sense.
Exactly. Yeah. Bring it to like a literal sense.
Yeah. So, like, the other day, I sent Joe a picture and it had Tom on it of Tom and Jerry. Tom Cat.
His name's Tom Cat. That's his full name, in case you didn't know. It's Tom Cat.
Tom Cat. Not Tom the Cat.
And
Tom.
No, it's Jerry Mouse.
Oh.
It is. According to their Wikipedia.
Mouse, comma, Jerry.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you waited to tell me.
Tom Cat,
yeah.
So he's a cat.
So, yeah, he's a blue-gray anthropomorphic cat.
Yeah. And it's like... And it, like,
so
is
he
often,
read the Wikipedia. This is what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, and then it was like, it's often, he was often tortured.
Tormented.
Like, tormented mentally and physically by this mouse.
This mouse. And it's like, oh, it's so funny. But he, like, this is totally going off, but I'm just going to do it. I remember one Mickey Mouse cartoon that I watched where he, like, tried to commit suicide in the short. Like, he got upset about
who
something.
Who did? Mickey?
No, it was Goofy, and Mickey stopped him from doing it. Like, he was
Goofy?
Yeah, Goofy. And I'm telling you, and I got it at the library, and I showed it to the kids I was nannying, and I was like, okay, never mind. He specifically was sad about something and had a shotgun and then sat down and put his toe on the trigger.
God.
Yeah, like Kurt Cobain, like Kurt Cobain, and like put his toe on the trigger and then put the gun in his mouth. Like, somebody was like, do you think these kids ever wonder how you'd shoot yourself with a shotgun?
Right.
Let's show them how to do it. And then Mickey walks over and pushes the gun out of his hands and it's like, oh gosh.
Well, I'm sure glad that wasn't loaded, Mickey.
Yeah. I thought that was a straw to my milkshake.
Because even if I didn't kill myself, I would have maybe shot you.
Yeah. But, like, I'm sorry to segue so quickly or jump off topic, but I thought about how Tom, like, is, like, tortured and tormented, and then I thought about that, which I hadn't thought of in a long time.
Right.
The goofy suicide attempt.
And most cartoons involve one person... Like, oh, well, not not people. Usually they're animals. But, like, one animal or person and another animal or person. And somebody is, like, either dying or, like, torturing this other person. The Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. The Roadrunner constantly, like...
Tweety. Who's always trying to eat Tweety? Is it the
Sylvester.
Dog? Oh, Sylvester. That's right.
Sylvester the cat.
I wonder if that... Is he related to Tom?
Maybe.
Like, are they the same... Are their last names both cats?
They're different kinds of cats.
So is it Black Cat, then? Like,
I don't
what
know.
Is it?
But then, like, there's Elmer Fudd and Bugs Bunny. There's
So Yosemite Sam. Well, they're not two.
Pepe Le Pew and all his rape victims.
Yeah, Pepe Le Pew and his long history of sexual assault. I don't see anyone tweeting about him.
Yeah, I know, right? There should be some women
hashtag
women cat. Like, I know. Female cats coming out against Pepe Le Pew and his advances on them.
She's like, I just thought it was normal. I just thought it was normal because it was the 30s. And that was what I did to get famous.
That's like that SNL character, the old lady that she plays. And it's like,
she's like, oh, yeah,
the things I did for Hollywood or whatever.
Yeah. She was like in all the Alfred Hitchcock movies.
Yeah. We'll talk about, like, so if you think about it, it's really messed up. Cartoons are really messed up. And it's like
you're coded over with sound effects.
Right. You can get away with it because it's silly. There's funny sounds and stuff like that. Yeah. But like, it's really messed up.
And either they meant for it to not be a joke and we're the ones that are fucked up.
Right.
They meant it as a joke and they're definitely the ones that are
fucked
up.
Right. And you get away with it. And like, I mean, even modern day, like they have the Big Mouth that we liked. We loved that show. That was really funny.
Big
but it's
Mouth
really
is,
like, you know, messed up.
Pretty
There's
intense.
A lot of really like fucked up things. And they even say at the very last episode, they're like, they talk
Do
about.
Do you think
like,
we would have gotten away with
it? Right. It's like we can maybe get away with it if it's animated.
It's kind of child pornography.
Yeah, and it's like
it's not.
It's okay not. if it's animated, which is pretty. It's an interesting concept.
Yeah. Well, this is different, but I know what you're saying, and I don't know if it is okay. I think that they definitely got away with a lot back in the day, and they still do. But yeah, definitely. Pepe Le Pew was definitely trying to rape this cat.
Right.
And like, she'd like push him away.
It was like,
and
no.
Like, and he would constantly.
And it's like, that's so funny because he's a skunk and she's a cat.
And the Wikipedia said, his overly aggressive advances. And, you know, he would always try to woo her, but his smell would scare her away.
It's
and
definitely
I'm like,
not the smell.
Not
it's definitely
it.
The rape. The impending rape.
Yeah.
That's what scared them away. The unwanted sexual advances.
Oh, she didn't like me because da da da. Like, it wasn't your smell.
It was just boys in the locker room.
Yeah,
you know?
It was just locker room humor.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just Forest Woodland humor.
Come on, we're a skunk and a cat. It's funny.
It's funny. Oh, no. You look like my daughter.
And then, like, Bugs Bunny dressing up like a girl bunny to seduce Elmer Fudd. It's like, what?
I was going to blow your head off, but now you're a rabbit version, a female rabbit version of yourself.
Right.
And I'm into it. Keep
and now
that
I'm in.
Going.
Yeah, now
I'm into it.
I was
going
to kill you and murder you and cook you up for my family's dinner.
Now I'm just going to fuck you.
Now I'm going to fuck you. S-P-S-P-S. Like, that's so disgusting and messed up.
We'll have to censor this one, like the Stone Cold.
Yeah.
This is the adult
It's got some
version.
Censored stuff on it because, I mean, it's... But we're talking about cartoons, which is really interesting.
Which should... we shouldn't censor. We should no. Moralize.
If anything,
it.
Talking about cartoons should gear towards kids, but it's not because it's... Cartoons are...
Like, Beavis and Butthead is not a kid's show. Rin and Stimpy, I mean...
But
Rin
how
Rin
are they Stimpy. Much different than a cartoon which showed actual violence and rape and all this kind of like sexual misconduct, and Beavis and Butthead just laughed about things.
Yeah, and just
like,
ate
chips. But that was unacceptable for kids to watch.
Oh, I know.
Why?
Oh, I know.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. I think that it's just
The Simpsons. I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. How is that
the
worse?
The Simpsons is one of the most like the jokes that they make are really bad, but they're definitely not like they're kind of wholesome. Like all the jokes that they make are like duh, you know, like nothing is. Oh, this is where Homer rapes someone.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like that. Like, there's topics, but it's mostly like it's kind of dumb, smart humor, like,
right?
You know, but I mean, you know this, but I don't know. I don't know how they made it to be okay. I think it has something to do with the fact that it was normalized, like with everything else in the 50s, racism, sexism.
Yeah, there's those old cartoons that are incredibly racist.
Yeah, right, definitely.
I mean, anybody that was, any black person that was depicted in old cartoons had the big lips and
huge
the dark
mouth,
black face.
Yeah.
And
tar babies.
Yeah.
Seriously. And like, I would get read
the
that.
The crows.
Yeah, the crows in the Jungle Book that like, are like all singing and like slapping their knees and like,
yeah.
Mowgli, you so funny. Like, and they're actually crows. Like, it would be like, well, now I can't think of another animal that is used to as a racist connotation, but like, I don't know. I mean,
the cats that were the Chinese cats from what is it, Aristocats?
From Lady and the Tramp. From the Lady and the Tramp.
And oh, yeah. And they have like the big teeth.
They had the big buck teeth and like, oh, we want a fish. Oh, yeah. And like, just
like you laugh at it because it's funny, but it's like it's also really messed up.
It is messed up. And it's equally just as messed up to depict women like that in cartoons and to, you know, make them Jessica Rabbit. Like, it's weird. I think it's weird. I still think it's weird. And
well, that's like, you know, the rabbit being sexy. But
why does everybody want to bang rabbits?
Well, she's not a rabbit.
Is she?
She's a person.
Oh, She's must be married to she's someone married. Whose last name is Rabbit.
She's married to Roger Rabbit. That's the whole point of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
I've barely seen that That's movie. His wife. Wait, she's married to Rabbit?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were married.
It's a cartoon. Because she's a cartoon. We're gonna have to watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
I've seen it once, but I saw it when I was a kid in a hotel room, and I don't remember a lot of it. So, like, I did not realize.
Anyway,
so someone could be married to Tom Cat, and their last name would be Cat.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, no, I know what you're saying, but the sexualizing cartoons to you is, like, very weird.
Yeah, well, but then you're like, okay, you can sexualize it if it's meant to be a woman, a human woman.
Right.
But then if it's Bugs Bunny, like, that's weird. But I don't know. I guess.
It's all cartoons. It's all a drawing. It's all fake. It's not real.
Right. No. I know we've talked about it and that weird uncanny valley thing,
right. But I think that like just curves like are attractive. Like, it's hard to say.
No, I understand. I'm not like, it would be weird. Like,
I'm not turned on by cartoons, but I can understand like why it's
shapes,
a thing.
Shapes that entice certain things. Right. Like when Wile E. Coyote would see food in the desert and then he would salivate and start swishing around in the air and then go over to the mirage.
Speaking of Wile E. Coyote,
we
have an old joke which is very similar to what we're talking about now.
Oh my God, his last name is what animal he is too.
Yeah, Wile E. Coyote. The whole thing is like, so like Wile E. Coyote chases the Roadrunner and you know, he's always dying.
Yeah.
And it's like, but he's
actively dying in every episode.
Right. And he always dies and he always, but like, so then we were like talking about how like it would like, what if it was like a real situation, like bring it to real life. Like he goes to catch the Roadrunner, dies.
He dies. Yeah.
And then like, there's a headline on like.
In the Arizona news that says something like Wile E. Coyote.
Because he was always in the desert.
Right. Found dead and unresponsive in his southern Arizona home. Tracks of Roadrunner found at scene, more to come.
And investigation
then,
underway.
And it's a picture of like the Roadrunner is the suspect.
Yeah,
and And he's like,
with his tongue out. Yeah, yeah. It's like a suspect at large.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
please call if you have any info.
And it's like a picture. It's like a security cam picture of him. And he's just kind of looking over. But it's just his tongue's hanging out.
Right.
Like he's a road. We saw Roadrunners when we were in New Mexico. And I didn't hear them make that noise. So
they don't make that. They don't go,
I don't think they
go, meep, 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 meep. And then run in midair and then take off for some reason.
What noise did they make Wile E. Coyote make?
He doesn't.
Did he talk?
He just screams when he
dies.
That's
right. He just screamed. Yeah.
He just screams when he dies.
That's the only noise that they ever make is
screaming.
The sounds of death.
Yeah, like, yeah. The only sound that you ever heard from cartoons were death.
Yeah. Bugs Bunny spoke.
Tom Cat didn't. He only screamed.
Sylvester had a speech impediment, which suggests a multitude of psychological issues.
Right.
Tweety spoke.
Same thing with Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, he did too. He spoke. speaking of different cartoons, I also wanted to touch upon Casper and how Casper the Friendly Ghost. I like the specification of friendly. The adjective that they did leave out of this title was that he is a young dead child.
Right.
And his whole concept was that he went out to go sledding and died in the snow, and which would never happen. You wouldn't just catch pneumonia and die right away. But but he died of pneumonia in the snow.
Right.
Where this concept was stormed up, I don't know.
They're like, all right, like, so the kid.
It could be like
he slowly dies of pneumonia in the bitter cold alone, and you know, then all of a sudden he's a really nice, friendly ghost.
Oh, what a better alternative!
But then he also gets bullied by his brothers, who are also ghosts.
Yeah.
So did his brothers die too?
Yeah. Maybe they died going out looking for him.
Right, yeah.
But that wasn't
And that's why they're mad at him and they bully him all the time. Like, you
God
made me
it.
Die, you stupid Casper.
Yeah, stupid Casper. Why'd you not return from the cold? Yeah, you're right. I never thought of that.
It's
maybe that was why. But still, that doesn't make it any better. And then they thought, well, maybe this will teach kids a lesson to not go out in the snow without their jackets because they could die.
Yeah, but then you become a friendly ghost.
Yeah, right. Well, this was made in like the 30s and 40s, so maybe they were just like,
no.
Well, at least it's not the
It was made in the 90s at Devon Sawa.
Right. And Christina Ricci.
And Christina Ricci.
No, and then the scene when they're eating and all the food's falling down on the ground.
Like, no, it was made in the 90s.
Huh, that's my Casper, not my Casper. So speaking of writers coming up with these things, we were wondering, what did the writer's room look like? in the like 50s and
the
40s.
Cartoon writers, yeah, like yeah. when they were making these like Bugs Bunny and
what
and
were the qualifications
Daffy Duck
for
and
this
stuff
job
like that.
Either, like, what were the qualifications that made you? I'm a writer, but of cartoons.
Right now, it's I think I want to say it's the 40s. When no, when was it? When were these I cartoons mean, out? We'll have to do research. Shucks. Anyway,
yeah,
moving
yeah.
on.
Definitely before the 40s. Yeah.
So like, it's like a bunch of like, it's definitely a bunch of men with mm-hmm. cigars and whiskey.
Yeah.
And they're all
yeah.
sitting around like what?
No women.
No, of
unless
course not.
They're
no children are consulted or
yeah,
anything
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. It's like, what could we do? All right. So we got this rabbit, right?
Yeah.
And the rabbit, you know, we got a hunter that tries to kill the rabbit. But then the rabbit, he's all goofy, and he's like, yeah, you can't kill me because I'm going to seduce you as a female rabbit. Wait, what?
Where did you get this costume? Where does he get breasts? Where does he get clothes? Like, does he just have this
And then
this
there's a
shit
duck, and
hand?
When he shoots him, instead of dying, his beak just spins around. It's like, what are you talking about?
You know what? I think we just answered our own question. It was just men in the 30s and 40s who had nothing. They probably thought this was funny. They're like, we think about these things.
Right.
We're not gay.
Committing suicide. Oh, a bunch of stupid idiots. They
yeah.
kill themselves.
Yeah.
Let's make a joke about it. Goofy's going to get real sad and depressed. We're not sad and depressed because we're rich and white.
Also, let's never discuss mental illness because it's the 40s.
Right, like, right, right.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They probably just thought this all the time, and that was why they... And then they sold it to kids, and everyone... They had cigarette ads in
oh,
cartoons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's our answer. Like, the Flintstones used to actively sell, like, cigarettes.
Yep,
like,
yep.
Fred Flintstone would be like, yabba dabba doo. Like,
Yeah. It's a Charleston.
Yeah. Yeah, that's totally true. Oh, gosh. I can't. That's why they got away with it, because nobody knew any better. They're like, yeah, there's only one channel on TV.
Right.
And this is all there is.
Right.
It's that or the war.
And it's interesting, because just today I saw, like, there's a whole controversy of, like, YouTube, like, kid things where like people parents are like putting YouTube on for kids
uh-huh.
and like there's some really weird like messed up videos that are getting filtered in with these videos
oh, no.
or they're completely devoid of any content whatsoever.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just like nonsense, but like more nonsense than like regular things, like where there's just they're not even saying anything, it's just noises and stuff
Ew.
Like that, because like they're getting away with it because the parents are just like putting it on and
oh, that's
like, not
what I'm
really
saying.
Paying attention.
I thought we said no screens.
Yeah. No, we'll do more research on that. But there was something
yeah.
I just saw that today and I was interested by that. It was just,
so
I don't
there's
know.
Just like no control over these things that kids watch.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
We rewatched The Goonies recently and we were just talking about how they don't make movies like that anymore.
Yeah.
And they really don't. Like, it was so cute and short and to the point. And it was just kids going on an adventure trying to save the day.
Right.
And they all talked and, like, played outside. And nobody... the only time there was a screen on the show, on screen, was when they just watched one little commercial. And then
right.
that show. And then that was it. And then they all knew each other.
Right. And I'm like, I don't feel like we're in the element where we're, like, we're old and, like, we only appreciate... Because, like... I appreciate things from like the 60s and 70s, and I wasn't around then.
And we grew up with computers. It's not like we're adverse to them like our parents
right.
might be.
And
like,
I do appreciate a lot of the newer things and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. I do like iPad games and stuff like that. And I think that it's good in small doses for kids to have cognitive learning in that sense.
Right.
But not to overload them. And I think that what happens with everything is we get something that's good or
mm-hmm.
interesting, and it's like, oh, this is a step forward, and we abuse it.
And
like
it's so much more stimulated, and it's so much more, it's different than TV, because you watched a lot of TV when you were a kid, but now, I mean, it's just progressing so quickly with everything that the minute something comes out, there's already something new. And
right.
it's not just like where we had a good 30 years of only television.
I did watch a lot of TV, but I also watched like The Land Before Time.
No, I
15,000 times.
Yeah.
So like I would rewatch the same thing over and over and over and over. And that's...
And Billy Madison.
Yeah, well, that was later.
No, Happy Gilmore.
That was later. But
no,
yeah, when I was like little, like Barney used to watch and all that. But I would watch those things over and over. And like, I didn't need a new one is basically
right.
what I'm saying.
Well,
I didn't
no,
need
it's good.
New content. I was okay with that.
Right.
Whereas I think now it's like all about what's new, what's next,
right.
what's the next thing.
Right.
You can only have so much repetition now before
right.
it's old news. Like memes like happen and literally the next day that meme's dead. You know what I mean? Like it's...
Right.
That's how fast everything moves now.
And that's exactly my point. And I guess it's not a negative thing that you watch TV. What I meant was that was what you had. And I bet your grandparents or, you know, your dad probably thought, look at him. He's just in front of the TV.
Right.
Like my grandparents said that to me. And I definitely didn't watch a lot of TV, but they'd
But
meet,
I had so much fucking energy. They were like, please, anything.
I know. But they probably thought that was so bad. And now we have this and we think it's really bad. But I also think it's a totally different situation. You know, it's just a... it's not to the degree that it was.
Right.
I mean, obviously, we all didn't have screens that we held in our hands. No. It was like a Game Boy.
No, I know. But like, I don't know. It's just interesting. We love animation. We love cartoons. And like, we watched cartoons growing up. We've gone to like the animated shorts that get submitted to film festivals and stuff
the Oscars
like that.
And stuff.
I think that animation isn't the problem, obviously.
No.
It's not like you could just get away with anything, because sometimes it has super deep content.
Right.
And it's actually better that it's an animation.
It's a like, better vessel than maybe doing it live. Or
right.
Doing it live. Doing it with, you know, live
like the
live
Pixar
action.
Shorts. I think that they're mm-hmm. so sweet and they say so much. And you couldn't get away with it with whatever it may be, because it's that suspension of belief. Mm-hmm. Like these
super realistic.
Yeah, like the kid living up in the stars and stuff like that. Like, you can't get away with that. Like The Little Prince. I love that they made that into a movie. And I think that's great. Like, I don't want to see a live action. I didn't see live action Beauty and the Beast. I don't care. That's
sometimes,
a cartoon movie.
Right.
That's the whole point, is it's a cartoon and they become real people. And like, it's, I don't know. I feel it's weird to be live action, but like, to each their own. Everybody has their thing.
Right.
But like, you can get away with so much in a good way with animation that mm-hmm. I feel like it gets abused and then it's
just misdirected and not used the right way. Like, well, The Killing Joke was super,
right,
super
we
harsh
saw that.
And really brutal and very violent.
Right.
And it would have, not that it was any easier to watch with as a cartoon. It was,
but it was rated R. They let you know ahead of time, like, this is a cartoon, not for kids.
I really think they should do that with, I hate to sound like an 80-year-old, but I really think that they should be stricter with the Marvel movies. I think that Deadpool should have, I don't know what it was rated.
They said, don't bring your kids.
But it
they
doesn't
said
matter.
It in the ads.
It doesn't matter. Nobody listens. Like, how many kids were in the
you
theater?
You can't control that, though.
Yes, you can. You can rate it a higher rating. That's my point.
It doesn't matter. That didn't stop them from bringing it.
You're not supposed to.
If your parents bring your kid, it's on the parent. It's on the parent. It has nothing to do with the ratings or the things or anything like that.
I guess I forgot.
That's a shitty parent.
Yeah,
that's all it is. That you can't stop parents from being shitty parents.
But it's not that even a young kid would, a really young kid. Like, there were some kids that were under the age of 5 in that theater to see Deadpool.
That's a shitty parent.
And I don't think the kid's going to fully grasp what's happening, but that's the exact point. They're bored sitting in a film for
three hours.
And
no,
and
what did we see? What did we
see? Oh, God.
And it was like, this isn't My Little Pony.
We saw Blade Runner.
Blade Runner, okay.
We did talk about it,
but it was funny.
Yeah, I'll say it. So we went to see Blade Runner, and this was like a month ago. And it was pretty violent, and there was one specific
scene. Graphic nudity.
Yeah, graphic nudity, like robot on robot banging and everything. Great movie, but anyway, so after one of these very gratuitous scenes, like, we saw a very, very young girl, like, 3, 2 max, come in with her dad, like, and they had their popcorn and her head barely peeked over the seat.
And this is like, and at least a half an hour into the movie.
Well into the movie. Like, we've already established a lot. And they sit down and then we hear, like, you know, things going on in the movie.
Maybe 5 minutes go by. And nothing major happened in the screen. But
clearly not a preview. Like, it's definitely the movie.
The movie's, yeah.
And so the guy turns around and he goes, "Is this My Little Pony?"
They're like, no.
No. And then they left.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
we couldn't really, like, yeah, we saw them ahead and we just let them sit for 5 minutes and then get up and leave. We were like, all right, they definitely were in the wrong theater.
Definitely were. But as they came in, I thought, man, is he really bringing this little girl into this
That's
film?
Right. Yeah, you did say something about it.
And I was like, gosh, I mean, I get wanting to see Blade Runner, but, and also he's late. But when we went into the theater, it was a little confusing with where the theater placement was.
Yeah. No,
so I can see how you
I could see that being
confusing. Make a mistake.
No, totally. Sometimes the movie's on top is different, but that's besides the point.
Is this My Little Pony?
Yeah.
But
we recently rewatched Punch Drunk Love. And if you haven't seen that, it's like my favorite movie, Paul Thomas Anderson and Adam Sandler. Anything with that. I like every Adam Sandler movie, but that's my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really
Paul
interesting.
Thomas
I
Adam
watched
Sandler.
It. I watched it recently. And for anybody that has seen it, I'm probably the only one that's seen it like a million times, but I rewatched it and I was like, oh man, like if you watch this, but you imagine it as a cartoon, mm-hmm. Because he's so animated in the character itself is like animated, but it's live action. And it just made me look at it like in a whole new way. And I was like, I wonder how many other things can be seen in that light in the same way that sometimes animations are super realistic and gritty.
Right.
And it's like, oh man, I wonder what that would be like live action. You can do the same thing with a live action and imagine it. Oh wow, what would that be like if it was animated? It would change the tone, but maybe it would be for the better. Like, I don't know.
Science of Sleep, I just now thought of it while you were talking. Mm. Like, I don't think Science of Sleep is meant to be an animation. And I know it cuts to some things that are live action animation. It's Michel Gondry. I guess that's what I'm thinking of it. But
he mixes those two worlds
perfectly.
Well,
the whole point was suspended reality, which I think is what the category is, the category in which Punch Drunk Love falls under.
Right.
You know, you're kind of, the whole movie feels a little detached. The music is
you're
detached.
Uncomfortable.
Right. It's very, what's going on? What world is this?
Exactly.
So it makes perfect sense.
It is. It's
if you think about it.
It's a slightly altered, because you're seeing everything basically through him, and he's like this like.
Which movies are? There aren't a lot of movies where you have the total reality of the situation. Everything's kind of like, are these people going to work? What are these responsibilities? Like, what's going on? And then, oh no, but it's a story. So.
But I think that's it. I think
we got to.
There's
always more.
There's always more, but you know what? It's Cartoon Cast, so. Did we talk about cartoons? Yes.
Did we? Yes. Am I aroused? Yes. Like, no.
Am I aroused by a female cartoon? No.
No. Am I aroused by a female bunny cartoon?
Yes. Anyway, we just, I don't know.
Happy 3-year anniversary, podcast.
We hope to keep doing this again. We want to have guests and stuff like that, and we will when people show up, and that's all there is to it.
We will not turn away anthropomorphic cartoon characters. We welcome that. All are welcome here.
All right, guys, have a good rest of your night, day, whatever.
Have a good rest of your year.
Your yesteryear. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a good one.
I love making you laugh.